Is Elon Musk becoming too powerful? Welcome to Mark and Pete Live. My name is Pete the Clergyman. With me as ever is Mark the Businessman. So what are you making of this Elon Musk fella then, Mark, and his latest moves?
Yes, Elon Musk, one of the most notorious entrepreneurs, investors and business magnates of our time. It's interesting how he has built his empire. He has his fingers in many pies, SpaceX, Tesla. He also has them in Neuralink, OpenAPI, and many others. Now, in his latest bids, of course, he's trying to put in an aggressive bid for Twitter. But the Twitter board has armed itself against a possible hostile takeover. Now, this was where billionaire Elon Musk himself made a bid of $43 billion. That's a staggering sum to buy the platform. Now, is he doing the right thing? Maybe he's got some interesting ideas, and I know that he has suggested that he can do a lot more with it. But perhaps one of the things that's slightly more concerning about this story is about what does this really mean for his influence on business? Musk to dusk. Elon Musk from dawn to dusk runs world businesses that are diverse. His aura is big and boldly brusque, and he thinks he rules the universe. Yes, Clergyman Pete, is this man getting too big for his boots? I say, is he becoming too powerful?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. He's becoming, I would say, more powerful, and he's becoming more influential because of his various business ventures and the way that he operates. I'll come back to that in a minute, particularly his use of social media. But I think that his power in terms of influence is very great on the, you know, on not least on the markets. But I don't see that. Well, I mean, let's put it this way: to say that he's becoming too powerful would mean either that he's sucked up all the power there is. Which there are other powerful people, other very wealthy people, and magnates, as you know, as well as countries with their influence. But you've got to also say that he has different political views, it would seem, than many of the other leaders of industries and companies and corporations in the US. And so maybe he's just offering a useful corrective.
Yes. Well, that's possible. I mean, the one thing that we do see on the positive side is Elon Musk is very inspirational. He has many ideas. He's certainly what I would call a visionary. If you think about the Tesla vision, he certainly has paved the way there with that particular enterprise. And what he's also given is he's laid out a vision of how he sees transportation working in the future. Some people think that it's a bit far-fetched. But the thing that I like about this is that he's not a short-termism sort of individual. We like long-termism. That's very much our mantra. And I think that what is important is he's pushing people to the boundaries of thinking about business in a different way. Now, of course, what this can do, and this is where I think that the downside is that sometimes people will often literally hang on his every whim. And that can influence share prices. It can go up and down very, very quickly. And he knows it. He's playing that game. So he's very clever from that perspective. One little comment from him, positively or negatively, could simply impact any kind of valuation of either his business and, dare I say, even on a market. So when somebody is that powerful, you do then wonder whether perhaps some of his whims can go too far. Now, here we come onto the other side of him as well. One could say it's a dark side, as we've seen in recent years where he's been smoking marijuana on media channels, etc. And people have thought, well, look, you're a role model, you're a businessman, you need to set examples. Is that really the right thing to do? So that's something that I think that perhaps is the concern, that the more powerful he becomes, the more whimsical he becomes. And that's where I do have an issue. But what I do like about it is that he is very much an ideas person. He inspires people. He pushes people to the boundaries to try and do more. If you think about the investment that he's putting in into space exploration, now some people I know don't like that idea because the environmentalists are saying, look, this is burning up the planet. Well, what it is doing is that from an engineering perspective, it's seeing how mankind, ironically, not could just get to different planets and explore space, is actually learning. So as we know that NASA has come up with many, many ideas over the years, which have sort of fueled businesses, consumerism, and we've benefited from that. So for me, I think that what I like about him, and I'm trying to stay in the positive, is that I think if he can take businesses and move them to the next level, so if he were to take over Twitter, what would he do? And I think that, in my opinion, at the moment, this is just a personal view, Twitter hasn't innovated since it really started. I think it's sort of slightly lost its way, partly because of its political allegiances, but also technologically, there's not a lot more that you can do. And I think he needs to find ways to sort of say, okay, what do you do? How do you move to the next level? So just on that front, what would you think his thoughts are in terms of taking Twitter to the next level?
Here you are. You see, this brings back the theme that I was going to talk about earlier. One of the things that he has in his favor is he seems to understand social media and the social media universe in which many people operate, a different way of thinking. And in fact, his ideas, supposedly, purportedly, for taking on initially some shares, trying to get on the board and then trying to buy Twitter and have it as a private company instead of a public limited company, came from him surveying the views of his social media followers. So he has, I think, that ability to influence from the many, many people who follow him and are interested in his views on social media. And that gives him a good perspective on what you need to do with Twitter because he actually uses it. And uses social media. And I think with that perspective, as an actual user, now, Donald Trump, of course, used Twitter in his own particular way as a leader and influencer. That was interesting. I don't know that he gets it in quite the same way as Elon Musk. And it may be that Elon Musk is able to therefore bring in things to Twitter, which are what people want. Now, what his followers want, generally, from his reaction to them, we can see this. Is more of a free speech platform. In other words, yeah, I get what you say about Twitter innovating, certainly in its technology. It really struggled with including video in an effective way, for example. The reversal of its later policies of basically shadow banning people, you know, not telling them they're banned, but not allowing people to see their tweets, of actually banning people for ludicrous reasons, but not saying what those reasons are when everyone knows it's because they were anti-Democrat or something like that. What all from one side of the political spectrum. Now, if he could get rid of all that, he's talked about having complete transparency, which would just work. You say, yes, but still ban people, but just let everyone know why you did it, have some fixed rules in place. I think this would restore confidence. And Twitter is still one of the biggest names in social media.
Definitely.
He could have a hit on his hands.
Well, Mr. Musk himself believes that Twitter has limited freedom of speech on the platform, and this is something he's
I agree.
reiterated several times. So, to that point, absolutely, this is something that he would bring. Now, he is being advised guided by the US investment bank Morgan Stanley. Now, meanwhile, in contrast, Twitter has been helped by two banks, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan,
Yes, it's
according
interesting,
to
isn't
the
it?
Bloomberg channel. But here's the thing, there's a battleground, isn't there? Because you've already alluded to the fact that Donald Trump's building up his own social media platform. I think that this paves the way for something even greater. And the reason I say this is think about, what, Elon Musk is about. He's very much an ideas person. He's an entrepreneur. He's a free thinker. And I could see that what he might want to do is to sort of effectively build up a media empire, which he doesn't have. He has many, many engineering-led organizations, of course,
Sure.
and he can guide things from a technological perspective there. But is he, and I'm just going to sow the little seed, does he have ambitions higher? I mean, at the end of the day, owning a media empire is something that brings a lot of power. And of course, when you bring free speech, you also bring a lot of influence. So maybe this is something that we're starting to see the seeds of other things for the future.
Yes, and I don't think it's a bad thing. As I alluded to earlier, I think that all the media, and certainly the legacy media, are all, you know, like television, major television companies, Hollywood, they all tend to have this a political slant, and the same political slant, what we tend to call woke these days, that particular cultural political slant. Very and Elon Musk offers something different. So far from him being too powerful, I think, not that I want him to be more powerful, but use his power to bring about more free speech and to counter, you know, at least have a counter to the political and cultural views that is so prevalent these days in the people who run these companies.
I agree. I think that's what we're seeing here. I think
not amongst people generally, but amongst the people who lead them. And the
I think this is where he's going with it. But here's the thing, Clergyman Pete. I think we should ask our listeners, our glorious listeners, what do they think about Elon Musk? What do they like about not just his bid here for Twitter, but what's the good they think about Elon Musk? And what do they think is the bad? I think we should open it up.
And how far has he gone? Have we reached peak Musk? Or is he going to be even more powerful? So, yes, what did you call them? Glorious? Glorious listeners? Glorious listeners, show us a bit of your glory and comment below. Catch you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye-bye.